Danielle McCartan from the City National Arena with Las Vegas Golden Knights. Luca Spiza, who I just found out was born in Sardinia.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, no, it's not a hockey hotbed down there. More soccer and all that, but... yeah, I was born there. When I was one, we moved to Switzerland, but my nono still lives down there. So growing up, every summer we go visit him. So this is the plan again. I haven't been down there in a long time. So we have a little baby boy. He's 8 months. My nono wants to see him real bad. And a few of my cousins, so we're going to go and show him off.
Parlo italiano.
Parlo un pochino. La mia mamma parla l'italiano con me, ma io rispondo in tedesco.
In tedesco?
Sì, perché quando, come ho detto prima, quando ho avuto un anno ci siamo traslocati in Svizzera.
Uh-huh.
E lì si parla il tedesco,
francese,
francese e l'italiano.
Yeah.
Dove where I lived, tutte le persone parlano il tedesco, allora per me adesso il tedesco è più facile.
Wow.
Di, per parlare, ma la mamma non vuole che perdo l'italiano.
Uh-huh.
Allora lei parla con me l'italiano, ma io rispondo in tedesco.
Ma tu non parli dialetto sardo?
No, non so.
È difficile?
È difficile, non so neanche come, quale dialetto.
Uh-huh. Dialetto?
Sì, che hanno laggiù, ma sì. Yeah, like I said, my Italian is not
great.
That good. I can get around.
It was good.
I need a few months down there to refresh and everything.
It was good. You know, I went to a good Italian restaurant last night here.
You did?
The Italian American Club.
Okay.
On Sahara.
Okay.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Good?
I know the people there.
But tell me what I should order.
Last night I got fettuccine Alfredo. Yeah,
okay.
They'll bring out anything. You tell them,
yeah,
you know me.
The Italian way, you sit down, they bring out prosciutto, this,
yeah.
And then you roll out of the restaurant because you ate too much.
That's exactly last night. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll let you know,
okay,
the address of it. All right, so I just want to talk a little bit of Golden Knights,
okay,
if you don't mind. So I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm new, you know, here. But, you know, you guys have turned this town, this desert town, into a hockey town.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for programs like UNLV and in the community?
I think it's huge. You know, talking with the people that have been living here for a long time, they didn't know much about hockey, but now they all got that hockey fever. You know, talking to people that work here, like the Arsenal, I think, over here. When I walk in there, it's packed with little kids. They want to pick up hockey at a very young age. They can barely walk, and you see them in there, like, you know, looking at sticks and stuff. So it's nice to see that stuff. I kind of went through that kind of stuff in Anaheim. Hockey was obviously a bit more developed. I still spend my summers out there, and it's a hockey hotbed now. So I think with our success and with the interest in hockey now, I think very soon we're going to see a lot of players coming out of Vegas.
Now, when we have the WNBA coming, soccer is here, the Raiders are coming, that's the big billboards all around town. What is your blueprint that the Golden Knights have laid?
Yeah.
What does that mean for those teams coming in?
Just come in open-minded. The city will welcome you with open arms. Nothing but positive things. And if you work hard every night, people are going to love you. So it's an unbelievable environment to be in, to play in, to live in. It's a lot of fun. Like I said before, the city welcome us with open arms. Like the rink got a reputation really quick as being the loudest, the best rink in the league, and you can just tell, like, the people are passionate, and you got to enjoy it every day because you can't take it for granted. It's very special.
Right. And my final question is going to be, how do you explain, you guys just aren't here, you're good, and you're like first place good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that? You're the best expansion team in all of sports.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people ask me that question, and I don't know, it's chemistry. We didn't have, or like the guys didn't really know each other from before. We had no choice but to get to know each other pretty quickly and get along. And you know, we built that chemistry pretty quickly. We got tossed into the situation where, like, lots of unknowns, we didn't really know what was going on. So, you know, being in the same boat, you can always rely on the other guy, asking questions, and that's how we gelled together as a group pretty quickly. And it's a pretty tight-knit group. And I think that's a big part of being successful as a team. Everyone is playing for each other, and I think that's why we're having success.
And you do stuff out off the ice, too.
Yeah. I mean, early on in the season, you go, you know, you make that extra effort to go for dinners or have people over and have a barbecue just to kind of get to know the players, the families, everyone involved. And And yeah, we're just a big family.
Awesome. Sono Daniela McCartan e lui si chiama Lucas Pisa. Grazie.
Grazie.